Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself and
Tamara Judge. Hi, Teddy.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going well.
Going well.
I'm here. I made it on time.
That would have been a real doozy had you not.
I was going to wear my hoodie today, too, because I was just not feeling it.
I know. I just got out of the cold plunge. I was like,
okay, can we talk about the cold plunge? Because that's insane.
You need to get it. And you want to know what the most insane part is? The person that can stay in the cold plunge the longest is Cruz. He's 7.
Really?
Yes, because he's so competitive.
He's like,
I'm going to go last every time he wants to go last. And then he's like,
We have one of those like stand up bathtubs in our bathroom, and Eddie will fill it with ice and water. And this is when he was doing Spartans. And then afterwards, because you know, your body hurts so bad, and you just get in there and be like, I couldn't, I don't think I could do it.
It feels so good after, not when you're in there, but afterwards, you're like, it's amazing.
Does it always have to be cold? Because I'm redoing my backyard and I wanted to put 2 bathtubs, like stand-up bathtubs, because I'm not putting a pool in. Ooh. And I thought it would just be really cool to have this little deck with these bathtubs because I went to a resort like that.
Well, you could do a cold plunge and a jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi one.
Yeah, okay. But no, I think this one has to stay cold. But actually, I haven't even checked because, I go to this and then I'll just go get in the bath in my room. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but
You're probably not.
All right. Well, I guess the headlines got to somebody because remember when we were on the podcast with Brandy and I said that Camille, I don't even remember what I said, but I was like, she had it out for me or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said.
She reached out. She slid into my DMs. I don't follow her anymore, but I got.
Does she follow you?
I actually didn't check. Maybe while I'm reading it, the girls can check and send us a message and let us know if she does follow
here,
me.
I would.
But the DM said, I didn't and I don't have it out for you. The show was crazy that year. And then she put 9.
So Camille does not follow you.
Oh, she does not. So she just took the time to send a DM. When Lisa left, Chris Cullen came to me and said, we need to help to drive the story. He wanted me to stay on you and not let up. I really had no issue with you at the time. I was hurt by you and KR. Too busy to write Kyle out, KR, during the reunion. That's it. Okay. This is the main reason why I would always get into arguments with Camille. Because every time she does something, then she would blame somebody else. Like, you can't blame Chris Cullen. Like, you have
no,
to.
No, you can't. You absolutely cannot blame because you're
you
doing
can be
a job.
Annoyed at him that he told you it was going to be okay. But
she ultimately did what he supposedly was asking, right?
Yeah. And
so it's a her problem.
It's a her problem. Like, if you make the choice to go along with whatever. Also, you didn't pull your. Hold on, you didn't pull. For those of you guys listening, Tam.
Are you talking about my twats?
Yeah. Tam was trying to be creative.
Okay.
And do a DIY project and do 2 T's in her podcast room and it says twats.
Twats. Yes. And I try. I mean, it was an epic fail. You know, I love design and little DIY projects. And I was at Michael's and I saw these. I'm like, oh my God, it'd be cute if I just did like a hashtag and did like that, whatever. And so I glued them up there. And then I'm like, my daughter's like, Mom, what does that say? And I told her, she's like, you might want to read it out loud. I'm like, twats. Twats.
Twatis.
Twatis.
This is the problem. It's going to pick up. Now everyone's going to be like, the 2 twats.
The 2 twats in a pod. Hey, I love poking fun of myself. I still like it.
We're just going to own it.
We're going to own it.
Can you get me some twats to put behind me?
Twats, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Do you want to break down Adam Coy, Nal, and Mary Crosby of it all, or Cosby?
Okay, Adam, who I am actually going to be on his podcast tomorrow. Up and Adam, is that the same Adam, right? He sits down with Mary Crosby's parents to hear their side of the story. Now, they're basically claiming that it's all nonsense. And this is their words. We don't get to see the entire episode until I think tomorrow on Wednesday. So basically saying that it's all nonsense. So I'm a little bit confused, but I feel like Mary's parents are coming out of the woodwork and they're going to sit down with Adam and they're going to break it down. Now, we don't know if it's the truth or what the truth is.
I also, I mean, this is just a tweet from Vicky and Tamara. I guess there's.
I know. I've seen that.
Mary said that she isn't leaving the show and is in talks with production and possibly having a one-on-one with Andy about filming for next season. I think that it's not out of the question that she may go and have a one-on-one filmed with Andy. But I can't imagine he would let her on next season if he's always made it a rule. If you don't show up to the reunion, you're done.
Well, it's going to put a message out there to other housewives. If they don't show up, then, you know, oh, it's okay. You can come back next
season. It's okay.
Season.
It was really bad for you. So it was really bad. You didn't show up.
But there's rumors that she's going through a lot of stuff, some personal stuff. And that's why she didn't show up to the reunion. Of course, I get my information off of Instagram. So... take it for what it's worth.
I do know that when her mom started talking, Mary's mom started talking, it sounded exactly like Mary.
I know.
Like, I'm like, hello?
I'm like, oh my gosh. Because you couldn't really see her face if you saw the little clips. Now, the exclusive interview is dropping Wednesday, January 19th at 5 o'clock. And that is on Up and Adams. He has a YouTube channel. So okay. I'm super excited to...
tune in.
See that.
Me too.
Because I'm going to see what, I really want to hear what's happening. Because something is definitely going on with Mary. I think it's deeper than what we know.
And especially that's why she in this episode, she was so removed. Like you could tell her head wasn't even in the game this episode. Like she was just like not engaging at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, I have a lot of things going on in my head that I'm speculating, but I'm not going to say it because I want to hear. What the truth is. I mean, of course. I think that she's been accused of a lot of things.
You think we're actually going to find out the truth?
I would love to see a one-on-one with Andy Cohen and end her right there. As much as I want to see her on next season, because I feel like she brings so much to the table, I would love for her to sit down like what Brooks did, you know, 5 years ago with Andy Cohen and sit there and talk about things.
Yeah. I know. I don't know, though. Other things, I guess we don't even need to break it down. Sutton Strack is in a deep mom existential crisis. How did they get so big? Post about how time flies. Dorit Kimsley reveals why she returned to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills amid home invasion. And guys, we're having her on the podcast this week. So make sure that you tune in.
Yes, very excited about that.
Do you want to talk about Vicki Gunvalson hosting the breakup party?
Yeah, so Vicki Gunvalson is hosting a breakup party at a strip club after Steve Lodge splits. So Page Six has reported that the newly single Vicki Gunvalson is going to whoop it up at a strip club in Sin City to celebrate her split from Steve Lodge. Now, let me just tell you, when this article came out, I sent it to her and I said, WTF. And she goes, I didn't know it was at a strip club. I'm like, wait, you went ahead and signed on to this. I'm sure she's getting paid for it. And you had no idea where it's at. She goes, well, I just thought, you know, it was just at a club. I didn't know it was a strip club. And she goes, they would really like for you to go too.
Of course they would.
And I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to go. So that is in February. She's going to be going. So if you guys want to go, join Vicki Gunvalson and whoop it up at a strip club in Las Vegas. There you go. February 5th.
Wow. Andy Cohen confessed he's looking at this Bravo house husband in a different light. He was talking about with Bravo Superfan and Bitch Says podcast co-host Danielle about her opinion. He stepped into the conversation to divulge which was on his mind. I got to tell you something. We showed a vintage clip of Lisa Vanderpump's husband, Ken Todd, the other night, and I found myself looking at him in a different light, Andy said, after Danielle opened up about her recent attraction to Emily Simpson's husband, Shane Simpson, which I have seen a lot of, which is a prime example of how quickly you can do a turnaround on Real Housewives.
Well, I will tell you, when it comes to Shane, I always liked him. Shane is a lot like me, where he goes for the joke and, you know, he doesn't really he doesn't talk about his emotions. It's always, everything's a joke and a, you know, a poke fun here and there. And when people see that, they're like, oh my God, he's so mean. But I really don't think he's mean. If you watch, I know he's not mean, but if you watched him on, he was the bartender on Watch What Happens Live. He was so sweet, so kind to her. And I don't know. I
think
like
he's
him.
Just
I
always trying to get the joke. And he if is. You're edited in a certain way, he does it in a kind of a deadpan way.
Yeah. Yeah. I like his way.
Yeah. I don't, but I didn't particularly love, you know, parts of watching him last season. But I mean, this season, even when they're like walking into the bathroom at the end of the episode and she's like, I'm so sorry about last night. And he's like,
I know. I know. I mean, they seem like they have done a 180 in their relationship. So sometimes like the show will help you in your relationship if you're having a bad relationship or it's going to destroy you. But I had to like at the party when they were talking about the belly dancers and he rubs her belly and goes, that's the only belly I want. I would have killed Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't be talking about my belly.
Yeah. Or even when she was like, my dress, it's feeling a little tight right now. And he goes, why'd you wear it? You know, it's like certain things like that. It's like, you know, they don't mean it, but it's also a guy thing.
Yeah. But speaking of outfits, Salt Lake City reunion outfit slammed as the worst in housewife history. Page Six, of course, they always have all the information. There wasn't much to discuss at the Real Housewives Salt Lake City reunion 2. But the cast outfits already have people talking. On Thursday, Bravo released a sneak peek of what the ladies wore, minus Mary Cosby, who skipped out. We already know all that. Bottom line is, it was bad.
Okay, so which to you was the worst of the worst?
The feathers. The Meredith.
Meredith or Jen. Both had feathers.
Meredith. I think Meredith. I mean, it was badly fitted. Like, if the pants were, like, they were baggy, and it looked like somebody sewed it in their bedroom and it just didn't fit her right. I don't know.
This is what I'm confused by. I'm trying to remember because I'm getting opening titles and all. I'm getting them all pushed into one. Don't they give us like a theme for the reunion? What was this theme?
Big Bird?
I mean, even like Jen, I mean, the best of the worst was, I think, Lisa. And it still wasn't great. And normally I love the way she dresses.
I know. I think Lisa and Heather was very, you know, she was kind of basic. It wasn't
Whitney's
horrible.
Was fine, but then it had her, she had a glove.
She had a hand. She had a glove. I mean, she definitely made a statement. They were very different. And I don't know, like, I've never been to Salt Lake City. I want to go. Is that how they dress there?
No, but normally, I mean, they'll have kind of over the top looks, but it didn't hit the mark for me.
I would rather see them like draped in like fake fur and like gowns and be more salt, you know, like snowing. Yeah. I don't know. It was bad. But, you know, Meredith and Erica from Beverly Hills did wear the same dress, obviously, at different times. So,
yeah, a couple years passed. I thought they both looked nice in it. I'm okay. Sometimes you're going to repeat the outfit. I was fine with them both wearing.
Well, it's funny because when you were on Beverly Hills, you wore a lot of outfits that I had bought. And at one point,
it for you?
You did ruin it for me because one time you wore something to the reunion that I was going to wear. And I'm like, damn that, Teddy. Damn that revolve.
Damn. I know. There sometimes it's crossover. And if you don't watch all the shows, which it's hard to keep track, I mean, there's a chance that Meredith never knew that Erica wore that dress.
Oh, 100%. And let's face it, there's only so many outfits out there.
Like, yeah, especially that have like, what's not glitter? Yeah, glitter. No, what's that word? Sequins.
Sequins. Glitter.
Jeebus. It's a long, long day.
So Marisol did an interview and she said that Peter's arrest was hard on Alexia, which I can only imagine. This poor woman, like, how much can she take? How much can she take? He was arrested for domestic violence and mom. I mean, that's got to be a difficult situation. Yeah. I mean, she has like, I kind of relate to her because he kind of reminds me of my older son, Ryan. I had him when I was super young. I had a lot of guilt. I raised him as a single mom. I made a lot of mistakes, but I always felt like it was my doing. So yeah. I would always be like, make excuses. And
would you say you were like enabling?
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like that's probably what she's doing as well. Obviously, what they went through is much harder with, you know, the accident that Frankie was in. Yeah.
In regards to my staying in Miami, Adriana gets a little shady pointing out how Larsa Pippen has changed since season one. You know what? I have to say, they all have changed a lot. This episode really kind of pointed out some of the changes. So it's like, Adriana, after you said this, I went on and Googled you. You've changed quite a bit as well. And you know who else has? Me, Tamara.
I think we everyone. All have. I mean, just time and age and different, you know, clothing options and hair, everything changes. So yes, but Adriana was also on Watch What Happens Live on the January 12th episode. And Andy Cohen asked her about, you know, a lot of people said her looks have changed. And she said she's just gone blonde.
Please, at least like take a little bit of ownership for it. Let's take a little break and then we're going to get back with your favorite. OC.
Kill me.
All right, we're back. What did you think of this week's episode of Orange County, Tam?
It was okay.
It
was better than the last one. Ratings went up, which was good because they had really fallen into the 700. So they did come up a little much.
I love that subtle shade there.
I know. I don't want to say anything, but when I was on it, they were double that. So
I mean, I hate to mention the obvious.
But trust me, all I want is the best for them.
I just want the best for them, but their numbers are crap.
So Heather is really proud of her daughter, Max, for coming out as bisexual during quarantine. She started a podcast and has written a book. So I believe 2 years ago when Max was 16, Heather posted a picture with Max with a flag, a rainbow flag, and said that she basically had come out as bisexual.
So thoughts. I think that entire portion of it. I mean, I thought impressive that Max is able to be so open,
right,
with everybody.
As a mom,
it would be really hard for me to put all of that on a reality television show.
Okay, so I'm the same.
Not because of sexuality stuff, but because I just want to be protective of my kids.
Yeah. I actually talked to Sophia about this. She is 16 years old. And I said, how would you feel if I was talking about your sexuality on a national television show? And she said, no, I wouldn't like that. And as a mother also, like, I would not feel comfortable talking about my 16-year-old's sexuality.
Yeah. But so, I have a question that just to play double standard. She did write a book about it. So obviously she publicly wants to talk about it. So I think that's where it's different. I think had Heather brought this up and the daughter wasn't podcasting about it, the daughter wasn't writing books about her sexuality, then I would say, Heather, you know, don't try to capitalize on, you know, what's going on with your daughter. We have to get into why would Noella openly talk about tracking James' credit card in Mykonos?
Well, she contradicts herself constantly because, first of all, she doesn't have a credit card. He controls the credit cards. She has no money. He's not giving her anything. And now she's able to track him on his credit cards. I'm confused with this girl. And first of all, if he wanted to go to Mykonos, more power to him.
Well, I'm on one of my besties. He, you know, is obviously watches all the different Housewives show. And we are at odds over Noella.
Okay. What is he saying?
He loves her. He's like, I love that she calls out Heather for being a narcissist. I love that, you know, I love her looks. I love what she's bringing to the table. I don't know why. I just am having a hard time buying it.
I know. I'm having a hard time buying what she's selling as well. And, you know, I have met her before. She was nothing but sweet to me. She was a little much, like we talked about. Like, she just kind of put everything out there the second I met her. And I thought, okay, is this really who she is? What is she doing? But it's too much too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon. It's like, just let us. We don't even know this guy. And there's so many accusations going out. And I do like her look. She's beautiful. I do like that she's calling people out. Yeah. She seems a little thirsty.
Well, I feel like I like that she calls people out, but I think then you have to also take ownership for your actions a little bit too.
Yeah.
You know,
to be honest with you, I don't dislike her. I'm just confused by her. I'm 100% confused by her.
Well, especially when she just goes into it on Jen being thirsty and Jen being this and Jen being that. And like, we already know about the paparazzi shots with Bronwyn. So it's just, I know, well,
yeah,
I digress, but like, that's kind of where I am. We also learn about Jen being stressed out about her ex-boyfriend suing her, saying her gifts from him were loans. What do you think about that? I mean, if you're getting gifts from your boyfriend, they're gifts.
Yeah. I don't exactly know what the gifts were.
I mean, it appears to be like money. And
she evidently paid him off, is what she said in the episode, one of the episodes, that she paid him off to go away.
I agree. I mean, that's so, she, and what she was saying is that the reason he did it was solely what to hurt her relationship with Ren.
Ryan. That's so weird. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's more to that, but I love that Emily got in there. She obviously read the article about the lawsuit and got in there and was trying to get the information out of her.
Emily is putting in the work this year.
Did you see, you know, I worked with Emily. She wouldn't give anything. She would talk behind her back. She was mean in her interviews. And I had issues with her because that's not a good housewife. You have something to say, say it to my face. Don't go in the interview and get all like, you know, the balls to say it. So I feel like she's finally coming out. I feel like she's trying a little hard. She definitely is that. But I'd rather have that than somebody just sits back with like she just smelled shit, you know, all the time and then was mean in her interviews.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I can tell she's, you know, which I am not judging. I could do the same thing. She's using a little liquid courage this season to get it done.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay.
I mean, I even give her props in my Instagram this week, which is so not like me.
What?
I said that, like, she's really coming out of her shell and I feel like she's doing so much better. I mean, I'm looking as a viewer, like, you know, I don't hate the girl or anything. I just didn't feel like working with her was easy because she never really said much. And I'm like, why are you keeping this girl? She's like boring. And now she's finally coming out. And I think that she's doing a better job. Good for her.
And then it was to this episode, the final episode we see Nicole.
I don't know.
I feel like she's taken herself out of the situation now. Like she wouldn't even fit. Like you see the one FaceTime where she has the falling apart with Noella. Then you see her at the party and she immediately is like, I got to go see the Osbournes or whoever it is that she said.
And then she's gone.
And then she's gone.
Well, the girls go to Mexico, right?
They go to Cabo.
They're going to Cabo. So I don't think she went. So I'm curious to see.
But Noella wasn't invited either.
Yeah, but I saw a sneak previews where she showed up. She pulled a Zarin.
Ooh.
Yep, she pulled Jill.
I'm here. All right.
Shannon with her daughters and the divorce. Kill me. My God.
I know you see it, but
I'm just like, really? Like, how many years do we have to hear about David? You have a new relationship. Like, why? It's too much.
Even the lunch with the mom.
The whole thing was about David. It's like David's probably sitting home going, like, really? Enough.
I mean, at this point, we got to move on. We got to move on from that.
Well, it just shows she doesn't have much to talk about in her life.
Yeah. Like, well, so Real Housewives of Miami.
We're off to Miami,
which I absolutely love.
By the way, can we go to Miami? Can we just go and do a pod from Miami?
We need to do a pod from Miami. I would love it.
I just need to lose 5 pounds before we go.
Alexi is deciding to put herself and her focus on her family. She wants to fight for a happy family and to have a wedding with Todd. And then Gertie essentially at the end of the episode drops the bomb that the venue's dropped. There's all this emotion.
Yes.
But I have to give it credit to these girls. Like, they're to the point where, like, they are hysterical. And then 2 minutes later, they're totally fine.
I know. I love them. I love Miami. I think it is amazing. Now, the one thing I don't think is amazing, not that I don't think it's amazing, I just don't want to say it. Gertie's planning a charity event. Every time there's a charity event on the show, it's like, wah, wah, wah. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not why we tune in. I mean, well, I feel my heart breaks for her losing her brother and his two girls in the earthquake in Haiti. But that's not why I watch Housewives.
Well, I think the hard thing about anytime you throw a charity or a child's birthday party or anything that's of importance. And I mean, I learned this through having my all-in retreat. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to get ruined.
Mm-hmm. You know it. You absolutely know
You absolutely know it, which is why when I was having my retreat, the retreat was planned way before the new dates for Housewives had been picked up. So it was one of those situations where they're like, no, well, we're filming the retreat. And it was after the fact. It was already planned. I already had everybody confirmed. And that's why I did that kind of message where, like, you don't have to come.
Yeah.
Because you know when you have an event that's important to you and close to your heart, if Housewives are there, it's going to have drama.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've learned if you have some event in your life that's important to you, don't film it.
Yeah.
It's just going to get ruined.
For the record,
it's just going to get ruined.
When you're filming an event on Housewives, there's no music. So I want you to imagine having a full big party
with no
silent,
silence.
Only talking.
Dead silence. Yes. That's the hardest thing.
The hardest thing. You want, like, imagine dancing and then you have, like, it's sometimes they'll play music, but it's approved music. So it's like, dun, dun, dun,
it's
dun,
like porn.
Dun,
it's dun, porn music.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
And you're like trying to, it's, yeah. Big events that are important to you as a housewife, they're going to get ruined. So you can't pull the card. Oh, well, you ruined my blah, blah, blah. You just can't.
You just can't.
Larsa says it's important for her kids to see her as an entrepreneur for her jewelry line so they can see her do it all.
Yes, because they don't come from extreme wealth.
Speaking of, you know, when I posted, I did that post where my toe was hanging out of my shoe and I said, nobody on OnlyFans is going to buy my feet. Yeah. Well, I did a post and Sonia Morgan commented on it and wrote, people pay me on OnlyFans to see my feet.
Really? I think that we need to do some research work and we should both join OnlyFans and then we can report back on how much we're making.
Well, I wrote to her how much, like responded in the comments.
Oh, but did she answer?
No, she sent me the link and you can't copy and paste a link from Instagram comments. Last thing I was going to do is go get a piece of paper and a pen and write down her OnlyFans link. Just give me the number.
I know. And you can't even like highlight it and cut it.
No.
So I think that's what we should do. We should both get I have an OnlyFans account.
Why don't you do it first, Tamara?
I think we should do it together.
Maybe we
can be the two twats and do one on one account. Could you imagine some guy going, oh, two twats. And they get like podcasts. They hear a podcast and they can see our feet.
Then we're going to have millions soon. Millions. Okay. Then we get into the Adriana says she clings to Julia because she is afraid of losing her support. Julia says she has a flirty personality and will never do anything to hurt Martina.
Okay. It's just weird. I'm sorry. I'm calling it out. It's a weird friendship. I feel like Adriana is either acting or she's got the hots for her. For Julia.
Yeah. I mean, even at the end of the night, when Lisa... Not to go back, but Lisa was hammered that night. Hammered the night of the cabaret.
Yes. When she got on stage.
When she got on stage and didn't know what fetish meant.
I know. I was dying.
But when Julia dropped the little almond or didn't really drop it into Lisa's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana was about to lose her mind.
She was about ready to lose her sheet. But... I don't know. I don't know if it's like a territorial thing. Like, she's my friend. You can't have her. or kind of like Vicky is with me and you?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Or is it she's got the hots for her?
Well, the other thing is, Julia, you could tell, is like worried about it too. It's not like Adrian is keeping it private that she's, you know, her level of.
Yeah. I don't know. It's strange. Yeah, I love them. Nicole Anthony went on a double date with Julia and Martina, and they got into his jet, and I'm assuming it's his jet, and he flew it, which I was very impressed by. He's a pilot, and I was wanting to see a little bit more of that, but they literally landed, went to dinner, done.
It was quick. Because there couldn't be a lot of drinking and he couldn't drink because they had to fly back. This is where my head goes.
Oh, yes. But no, you're probably right. But it was very quick. We got to see the glitz and the glam of the jet and the PJ. And PJ.
Oh, no. But then Nicole, what about Nicole's dinner with her dad? It made me kind of sad.
What would you do in that situation? I think I would give it up. Dad's weird.
I feel like I would have had to put my boundaries up. Like, not only is he talking about wanting to have other kids, he's completely obliterated coming to the meal. He brought the two flowers that weren't even, like, it was like two sets of flowers. They weren't even connected.
From the grocery store.
I felt so bad for her, and I love her. Like, if I were to pick somebody that I think would probably, I would be closest with on that show, my guess is her.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
I really like her. I think she's a good person. I think she's smart and funny. And now she's engaged. Can't believe it. They acted like that was never going to happen, but then it did.
Then Lisa takes her kids to the sugar factory. You can tell she's never been with them alone ever in her life.
I mean, when you can tell when she lost her nanny, she was like, oh, hell no. I mean, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
I thought
it was really good. I mean, just seeing like the glamorous lifestyle they live and the clothes they wear. And I'm hooked on that show.
I'm hooked on that show too. Which leads us to Salt Lake.
Excellent.
Salt Lake City.
We're getting down to the wire, right? Like, they only have a few more episodes left.
Yeah, I mean, this is episode 17.
That's really good for a newer show. This is their second season. They have 17 episodes, and they How many episodes did OC have last year? I didn't watch last year because I was not on it, biatch.
Well, then. Okay, we don't know the answer to that. Sorry, guys.
I mean, I normally, back in the day, we would have 18 with reunions, maybe sometimes 24.
Yeah, that's how
it just all depends on how good the season is. Well, the mid-season trailer just dropped today for OC. And so if they've only had like 6 episodes, so I'm assuming they're only going to be doing around 12. And it was really good.
It was
really good. Yeah.
How did I miss it?
It just came out as I was getting my lipstick on. I'm like, oh, snap. It looked really good.
Look who's really doing their homework here. Excuse me.
No. I never know when you're just not going to show up one day. You know? I don't know.
You never. What are you drinking out of that? Are you drinking out of a Solo cup?
I am. It actually says Glamis. I'm hiding that.
Well, this doesn't say twats.
It's not a Solo cup. It's like you can.
I see. Okay. So show's best moment for Salt Lake is Jen tries to get Lisa to pick sides between her and Meredith. Lisa says Jen needs her to just feel loved and heard.
Okay. Now we're talking about the fight in the van, right?
Correct.
That confused me a little bit and then gave me anxiety because it was so much screaming and yelling and getting in each other's face. I kind of like just went, oh my God, this is too much. I didn't quite follow it completely. So Jen is mad because
Lisa has picked Meredith, but Lisa
picked her side, right?
Yes. So, but she hasn't really. I feel like she's been, you know, playing both sides.
I love Lisa. She can do no wrong. So don't mess with Lisa.
I like Lisa too. That being said, they had to, did you see the production person, the production like assistant, whoever it was? I don't know.
I know her name because you know why? No, I don't know her name. I can't remember her name. Because she was on the Ultimate Girls Trip 2 with us. And she is amazing. And so when I saw her, I'm going to text her later today saying, I saw you made an appearance on Salt Lake City.
But she had to stop them from a physical altercation.
I mean, that's a good housewife show when you got producers in there trying to pull everybody back. I mean, it was intense. Intense. That entire fight was intense. And I really thought that Jen Shah was going to lose her shit and hit somebody. I think that Jen Shah is projecting. I think she's going, could you imagine like what's going on in her head? She's been indicted or whatever you call it.
She's doing something right because Mary is getting talked about a lot more by the group than Jen is at this point.
Right. And So Mary was not in that van again.
Correct. And neither was Meredith.
And Meredith was not in that van again.
Yeah.
That to me, like if I was a producer, I'm like, no, you're going in the van. Like,
normally you don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. But Meredith is like bugging me because it's always like, I don't want to be around her and I don't want to do that. Wait, no, that's not how it, that's not how reality TV
works.
There's
no star of the show here. Everybody.
So that bugs me.
As a team player like that, you if you start acting like that, I feel like it doesn't matter how good of TV you are at one point, they're going to get over it.
Yeah.
Like I can say that, I mean, I'm sure you were the same way, Tamara, but like Kyle never once expected special treatment above anybody else. And she has been on Beverly Hills since the beginning.
No, I wouldn't either. I was the same way. So, like, I mean, you do what you're supposed to do. This is your job. Like, and I think that you understand it better if you actually own your own business and you have employees. Yeah. I'm like, no, this is your job. This is what you're doing.
And then they can't show up on time. Well, also, once I realized that Jen was drinking that the silver flask thing that I thought was water was actually alcohol, I was like, okay,
this makes more sense.
But there was a point there where Lisa like put her hands like, come on, come on.
Well, I think that Lisa had enough. Like she was being like, she was being understanding at one point and trying to like calm her down. And then she's like, you know what? Gloves off. Let's go.
Yeah. No, it was a lot. Then they finally do get to the house. Heather brings up how much Jen is drinking and maybe that's why this behavior is happening. Then Mary shows up late with Meredith and Whitney gets upset because she has gone to Mary's church and supported her before. And Mary was late to the crystal shock to getting their chakras aligned.
Yes. Do you think maybe Mary just doesn't believe in the whole crystal chakra thing?
I think that Mary is on her own time schedule. She doesn't care what anybody else is doing.
Clearly, she didn't make it to the reunion.
Yeah, like I think that it doesn't matter if they were aligning chakras or going to get massages. I just think Mary is going to do whatever Mary wants to do.
I'd have to say when they were hanging out at the pool, I work out, I eat well, and I'm sometimes like, okay, I'm just going to sit over here and with my cover on so the camera doesn't catch any cellulite, right? These girls were taking off, bathing suits up the butt. Like, they were just, well, I didn't even know.
Tam, I was so worried about Jenny drowning.
Yeah.
I couldn't even focus on how secure they were. I was like, this is about to go. So either Jen is going to fall off and bump. Like the mother in me was like, if Jen falls off and hits her head on the side of the pool, or I can't believe
Jenny's going in.
Jenny goes in. Jenny can't swim. I'm like, how is production letting this happen?
I don't know. I'm just impressed that Jenny's from Long Beach.
Oh, I have to say, Jenny shined this episode.
She did.
Her confessionals were funny.
Yep.
She's coming around. She's feeling comfortable. I'm starting to like, I liked it. I liked what she was putting out this episode.
I'm going to agree with that. What else happened? We did the spiritual ceremony, the dinner.
Then at the dinner, Meredith does, she's disengaging again.
Yeah, Meredith, like she needs to stop or she's going to get fired. Like yeah, she has to engage in this stuff because that's what she's being paid for. You're sitting down. You can't just be like, oh, I'm done. I'm out of here. It doesn't work.
Yeah, like shit or get off the pot. I can't either get, you got to be a part of it. I mean, that's, you know, when there's someone you're filming like that with, and it's so frustrating. You're like, you think that all we want to do is sit around and argue either. No, of course we don't.
Yeah, no, I know. It's too much. Like, she needs to, it's not, she's not doing herself any favors by doing that.
And then that's when Jen drops the ultimate bomb of Meredith having the 10 boyfriends.
Yes.
And Jen tries to help the cook, like the people cooking, saying everyone's annoying. I mean, I thought
a lot went down on that episode, a lot. I mean, ultimately it was a good episode. They're always good. Salt Lake City definitely delivers
every single time. And so I'm excited for that reunion too.
Oh, I cannot wait for the reunion. Andy Cohen. Now I read this on Instagram again.
Oh, I saw it too.
He had said, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm trying to remember what he said and I have the worst memory. Basically that something comes out soon on the reunion that none of the girls knew about and they are blown away. And I'm like, how? Because before the reunion, you have to watch whatever episodes are remaining. So in this case, it was 5 episodes. In these 5 episodes, something happened that none of the girls knew about and it affects them. And I'm like, well, how would they not know? Because they're filming together.
Do you think it has to do with...
I'm very confused.
Do you think it has to do with Mary or do you think it has to do...
It has to do with Mary.
Or do you think it has to do with Jen and Meredith?
I don't know. They're saying like it's going to affect 2 girls and they had no idea. It has to be something that Mary has said to him because Andy Cohen has said, I talked to Mary prior to the reunion. She told me, like, I guess it had been a few days prior to the reunion, they knew she wasn't going to show up.
It's also y'all's favorite time of the episode, which is where we read some of our reviews.
Yes.
Did you get them sent to you, Tam?
I did. I'll read the nice one. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So this is from, why do they make their name so complicated? I can't even say it. This pod is so much fun. And the fact that you give us viewers inside scoop, all the better. Keep it up. I'm feeling like I'm having a glass of vino gossiping with my bestie when I'm listening.
Aww.
That was sweet. I can't even...
Well, that's a lot nicer than always 60 minutes late wrote. Teddy is still a fish out of water. And Tamara who? Remember? Remember how Teddy went from tomboy plain Jane to designer wearing glam? Remember when Andy called it out in her last season and she played dumbfounded as if she's always been like that? Welp, I see she's still chasing diamonds and Tamara peaked in 97. He's the epitome of white trash. Unless you are dishing behind the scenes tea, I'm not interested.
Well, obviously they are interested because they've been listening.
Also, you shouldn't be always 60 minutes late. It's very rude.
Very rude. Very, very, very rude to be 60 minutes late. But thank you so much for review. We really like it and we love reading them.
We love it.
So you guys go to always 60 minutes late and give that person some love. And hey, I liked 1997.
The 90s are back.
The 90s are the best. Well, send in your messages. We will read your messages on the podcast.
And tune in later this week to listen to our pod with Dorit Kimsley from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Tam, thanks for another great episode.
Another great episode. It's always a pleasure, Teddy.
Bye, twat.
Bye, twat.